And welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Mouse Chatters Lauren, Chris, Steve, and Bob. Welcome, gang.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello. Hope everyone's having a good night.
Great.
Yeah.
That's convincing.
No
that
complaints.
Just sounds convincing.
No, yeah, I don't know. I can't complain.
Good week.
Oh, really?
It is. We're going to be at Disney again.
I can't complain about tonight. Well, I can't complain about my day. I can complain about lots of other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have to be very specific with Bob.
Mm.
On today's show, we're going to be talking about Disney news. What's going on at Disney? And get you some updates. We're going to be talking about the RFID mugs. We're going to talk about the fridges in the rooms. And we're also going to be talking about the price releases for the 2014 packages. And let's get rolling. RFID mugs.
Oh.
Not happy.
I don't.
Why aren't you happy if you're a law-abiding citizen?
Because I'm not a law-abiding citizen.
Steve.
Right.
Steve,
I knew it all along. All those times I shared a room with you, I was hiding my valuables. You didn't know it, but I did.
I was hoarding mugs.
She steals the towels out of the hotel rooms. The ones that nobody wants.
My kids drink out of our refillable mugs that we got in August, and we've been back to Disney World a few times since then. We've never taken them. And just the other day, my husband said, "Hey, we should take these mugs back." Like, he's the person who invented that.
Why don't we explain what the whole big deal is with the RFID chips in the mugs?
Okay.
For people who may
Steve,
not know.
Grab that.
Oh, so yeah, real quick. So the mugs at the resorts, you can get a refillable mug. I believe it's like $17 or $17.99 for your entire stay.
$15.50 or something.
Yeah, so they're and you can get it for like one day or 2 days or your entire stay, and there's different prices. And you can use
when you get the dining plan, they come with the dining plan.
Yeah,
yes.
And they come with the dining plan as well.
I've never gotten one separately. You're never going to get through this. They charge you based on how many days you stay.
What?
Or don't you just buy the mug?
Yes, if you buy it separately, you can get it for 1 day, 2 days, and then if you get three or more days, you pay the or four or more days, you pay the $17.99 fee.
Yeah.
But yes, you can
get
it
for a lot of as little as 1 day. Now, I've actually bought the mug not on the dining plan, and nobody has ever said to me, how many days are you getting this for?
That's
It's new,
that,
right?
And that may be new, but that is.
I think
they
that's
are
new.
Doing.
I think that's what this new RFID thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Steve, sorry.
Yeah, because now they can set it up so it's only good for 1 day. Because you could say, "Yeah, I just want it for 1 day," and then go refill it for a whole week, and everybody would just get the 1 day.
And what it is, Steve, if I'm not mistaken, is now they're going to be adding in RFID technology to these drink mugs, so to prevent people from bringing in mugs that. You know, were around from
previous
trips or many decades earlier, or for people who were using things other than the drink mugs and refilling their own mugs or cups. So now it's basically it's got a little chip in it so that it knows when that mug was used and it's no longer valid past your trip dates or past the time that you bought it for.
Yeah, so it only allows you to fill the mug during your planned vacation or the dining plan.
Now, is it going to allow you as many refills as you want during your valid days, or is it going to limit one refill per hour?
I think it's
going
to be unlimited for your days.
Well, it's unlimited, but when they did a test a couple of years ago, you know, it would time out, so you can't like fill the same mug over and over again and dump it in another mug. So you know it'll time out on you.
Yeah, it'll time out probably.
So you have to wait,
So like one family couldn't buy like one $17.99 mug and just keep passing it around to all the kids.
Yes.
Fill up your thermos.
Well, the thing with those mugs is that it's not like when you put ice in it, you're not getting a lot.
No. You don't get a lot.
It's not that big of a cup.
Yeah, and it was like only a couple
And you can
minutes.
Only refill them at the resorts. Yes. So
that's the kicker.
You know,
if you could take them to the park, that would be fantastic.
Oh, I think
they
would sell them like crazy.
And it seems like people would be willing to pay a lot more money for them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Although when you think about it, who needs that much Coke, right?
I don't drink that much soda.
But most people do.
But a lot of people do.
Most people will drink soda during the day in Disney.
Yeah, you guys were so good in June. You kept drinking water. It was so like, you know, Goody
I dehydrate there. I need to drink a lot of water. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need water too. But well, I was drinking a lot of Coke that trip.
Oh, well, yeah.
But everybody's heated on the discussion boards about the mugs. Like, there's a lot of people that, and I hear the, I see the post like every time that Disney gets the soda for free. I can't believe they're charging us for the soda.
Disney can do whatever they want.
Well, it's a business.
I know.
You know what? I'm so sick of that argument that it's a business.
What?
We knew you would be
a business.
Yes, it is. It is a business, but really, I mean, those people do have kind of a good point. I mean, because the soda is free, all of the Coke products are free. So even if people are taking it or using the mug that was around from when Jimmy Carter was in office, and let's not forget, at one time they sold refillable mugs with the promise that they were good for life. You know, years ago, they used to do that. So, I mean, really, what are they losing? I mean, if people are taking gallons and gallons of soda.
Something, but it is a business. I mean, would you give it, if you got soda for free and you owned a business, would you give it for free or would you make money on it? It's a business.
Bob thinks that Uncle Walt wants to make him happy.
I mean, I get it. I don't think that. You know, the RFID thing is something I'm loving, but that's because I'm one of the people that are horrible.
Lauren, I still think that people, I think if Disney were to have more reasonable prices on a lot of things that they could sell more and in the end make more money, especially when it comes to the soda and the bottled water and the little juice boxes.
But can I tell you, when you look at the price of the bottled water, how much is the price of bottled water now at Disney?
$2.35, something like that.
Yeah, it's like it's less than $2.50.
Yeah.
If you go to Six Flags over here by my house and buy a bottle of water, you're paying $5.
Yeah.
So they're not that bad. They're a dollar more than it is in Wawa. It's not that bad.
Yeah, except Wawa isn't getting their stuff for free.
Wawa,
yeah,
but Disney's
but it's
not
like part of a
free.
Deal. I
yeah,
mean,
all
it's
well,
not like,
they
but,
are.
Free.
It's Dasani.
Dasani is getting it for free. Okay. Their Powerade is free. Their Monster energy drinks free. All of their Coke products free. All of their coffee products free. All that stuff is free.
Yeah, but it's part of a bigger deal. I mean, they have a deal with Coke or whoever, and then that you know that part of the deal is that they get that. If they even get it for free. I just keep hearing that, but I don't know if it's actually true.
Yeah, I was just going to ask. Is that true?
I don't know. It's like,
I mean,
or it could be one of these like urban
before.
Legends. That
We've
goes
heard
around.
It multiple but, times, but I don't
but
know
someone's
if it's true
paying,
or not.
Disney and Coke are paying each other for other stuff. And part of their contract is, if it is even true, is that they get that for free. But I'm sure they're paying each other money for other services. Hmm. Just like AT&T probably gives free service to some of their top clients or something in corporations and they pay for other services. It's all part of the bigger sponsorship package. But I don't know. I mean, I see people, well, I've heard of people.
It's a lot of Coke advertising.
Yeah. I'm assuming there must be a problem where they wouldn't be spending the money on the ID or on the RFIDs. Because they did a test and they waited a few years and then.
No, they just recently were testing
long.
That, what, a few months ago.
Yeah, I thought it was in like 2011.
Resorts.
I thought it was in the fall of 12.
It might have been.
Okay, well, it's not that long ago. I mean, it wasn't years
in any
ago.
Case.
So, I mean, as to the idea that I expect
this rumor dates back to like the early 2000s. So it may not even be the case anymore.
Oh, with the
I'm looking at. Posts from 2002 about it.
I know. Yeah, everyone says that.
Right. Well, I don't know. Apparently now it came out in some kind of a Disney message board, or not message board, but Disney theme park news site or whatever. So, I mean, I can't imagine them not testing it and then moving forward with it. And, I mean, they're already planning on the RFID technology with the magic bands and everything else. So, yeah.
Well, I'm sure it's all going to be linked to that eventually, too. Wouldn't you think?
I mean, as to the claim that I want Uncle Walt to make me happy, yeah, I have certain expectations of every business. But, you know, it was Walt Disney himself who said, Disneyland is a work of love. We didn't go into Disneyland just with the idea of making money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Everybody goes into business to make money. He didn't really mean it.
Yeah, you believe that?
I'm going to pay.
And you can want to make money. A work of love of making money. I don't know, Bob. I just like.
Listen to the words.
I'm surprised. Given.
And just with the idea of making money. He didn't say, I'm doing it for free. He said, I'm doing it not just for the purpose of making money. And in fact, there are stories of him, and Raleigh Crump tells a story in his book about Disney, you know, rejecting the idea, putting gift shops they wanted to put these T-shirt shops on all over the place in Disneyland. And he rejected that idea because he didn't want that. So it's okay for them now to use his image everywhere, to put his face on everything, to put his stupid face on hats
put it on
and
my
t-shirts
toast.
And everything,
like the
and to use his quotes on all their on construction walls and stuff. But oh gosh, you know, the minute anybody complains about their pricing and how they're getting out of hand and they're pricing out the average family, oh well, Disney is a business.
Well, they do
the same thing.
You
can't demand things of a business.
They do the same thing at Universal,
though. I think you're a starry-eyed idealist. It's very sweet.
And I think you've got blinders on, Chris. I think we're back to where we are.
I can't understand why the most liberal of all of us, can understand the basic idea behind capitalism, and you cannot.
There's a difference between capitalism and taking advantage.
Oh, there is not.
Oh, my. Okay.
I mean, look at what – but Universal does the same thing, but even worse.
Right.
I mean, they have like a $200 VIP ticket.
I don't think it's okay for Universal to do it either. But at least with Universal, at least now with Universal, a few years ago, I would say it's even worse. But at least now with Universal, you can sort of argue, well, gee, yeah, they're still overpriced. And they are. You know, but at least you can say, well, money's going into projects.
Well, they are in Disney, too.
The Tangled toilets don't count.
Yeah, they still have the whole fantasy
toilets.
Land.
I met a little girl today, and I asked her who her favorite princess was, and she told me it was Rapunzel, and I had my iPad with me, and I was able to show her the pictures of the bathrooms, and she thought it was awesome. It was the cutest thing.
Funny.
Her mother was like, oh. Yeah. I mean, it was like, you know, they were so, like, they hadn't been to Disney in forever, and they just, I don't know, it was cute. All right, go on.
Okay, please, let me go on. So are we done with the mugs? I think we've explored every angle on that. And
bottom line, you're going to pay $17.99 now for a mug. And it's not exactly like it's free in your dining plan. Of course, you're paying for it. Yeah.
How much do they charge for a soda there? I don't even know.
$2.59.
Okay.
For a medium, and a large, I think, is $2.
So if you're there for a week and you're going to drink sodas?
Call it $3.
Yeah, except that you can't bring the refillable mug into the park. Well, you can't get refills.
Yeah, but what if you're Lauren and you're taking a pool day and you're working on your tan all day? Lauren's going to go through at least 10 of those with her rum.
Well,
so.
Rum. I drink white wine.
The RFID has an alarm that goes off, Lauren, if you pour rum in the cup.
It probably does.
She just brings a big bottle with a huge straw.
I do not.
Bob, what were you saying?
I sound like I'm a lush.
I am probably the one
that drinks the least.
You know what? Bottom line, I'll be very curious to see whether this comes to fruition. But I mean, they're using the RFID technology, so why not?
There you go.
Why not? Pretty soon it's going to be RFID technology. It's going to be RFID technology at the condiment bar at Pecos Bill.
They need to do that because I've
too many pickles.
Right, exactly. We're gonna limit you to two tomatoes.
Yeah.
I
mean the salad bar.
The condiments bar. I'm going to admit it. So maybe they ought to.
Yeah, I kind of take advantage too.
Too, don't you find yourself thinking like 20 pickles on a burger is a good idea?
I do.
Well, why not? What's wrong with 20 pickles on a burger? A burger
really
that costs like $8.
Oh, it's hard to, you have to take a knife and fork to it.
Bob, I'm going to bring my own little lobster tail in there with me next time I go. I'm just going to put it in my backpack.
You know what? That's good because the crap that they're serving now is not even lobster. So you do need to bring your own lobster tail.
Own
and if you're eating at the Plaza, you might want to bring your own burger.
The
All right. I'm going to bring you guys back in.
All right, let's go to the next topic.
Bob, I have an assignment for you.
Yes.
What I would like you to do, just because I'm kind of curious and perhaps
people... Did you choose to accept?
Yes. Perhaps other people are curious too. I need you to post on the Mouse Chat page a question. I want you to say, if the drink mug were to be accepted or usable in the theme parks, how much would you be willing to pay? So I want to hear what people have to say about that. I want to know what the going rate would be for a drink mug that could be used.
Oh, I bet they could get $25.
And the first person is going to post that it should be free because they get the soda for free.
Yeah. You know, the first person is going to say, Walt would want you to have all that sugary soda for free.
No, are you kidding? The people, there's so many people who are just in love and think it's all pixie dust and fairy goodness that they'd be willing to pay.
Pixie dust and fairy goodness. I'm going to start a webpage called that.
That's good. I want credit on the name. But I bet you'll get people who will say that they're willing to pay $30-$40 for it because they drink a lot of soda.
I would pay $25
Do you know what the problem with that is?
If I get soda and coffee, that's $5 a day for me.
Do you know what the problem with the with carrying a mug around the park is? It's like when you're not using it, what are you going to do with it? You can't bring it on the rides.
You got to bring a backpack.
Are you just going to sit your mug there?
Write your name on it.
Like
a
sticky mug you're carrying around, so it really doesn't work for the park. No. It only people works for the resort when you're sitting next to the pool.
Mm.
Or you get up in the morning and you're like, oh, God, I need a Diet Coke.
I need coffee.
Yes.
Yeah. I need my coffee.
Or your white wine, whichever way you look at it.
I'm going to post that and we'll see what people say.
I would like to know.
Yeah. All right. I will do that.
Okay. I'm going to go on to the next part of tonight's topic.
Lord knows we could stay on this one all night
long.
Yeah,
we really could. Lisa's tried to get us off this topic like three times. We're just all like, yeah, whatever.
All right, hush. Next topic, refrigerators at the resorts. They are being removed.
Do you know what's bad about that?
I know lots of things. Tell us, Chris, what's wrong with that?
They get those refrigerators for
free. I think it is bad. I think it's going to cause a problem.
It's going to cause a major problem.
I'm sorry.
Well, they're not like being like bad people and like, hey, we're taking away the refrigerators. They're taking them out because I think they're defective. So they're being recalled.
Do you know the reality? Do we all really think they're going to put them back in?
Yes.
I don't.
I do. Yes. I have faith.
Yeah. I think they got recalled. So they've got to replace them all.
Right. Yeah. Except for, apparently from what I've read, except for the resorts at the cabins at Fort Wilderness, the Art of Animation Family Suites, and the Family Suites All Star Music. All other resorts apparently are having. Oh, and the suites at the Disneyland Hotel in Disneyland. All the other resorts are having problems.
The villas are okay. Like it seems like just those little tiny mini fridges.
Yeah.
Right.
And my understanding is that they were never intended to be refrigerators. And this sounds so silly.
And they should have a sign.
Right.
They should have a sticker on there that goes, hey, this isn't going to keep your stuff cold. It's just going to hint at keeping your stuff cold.
Right. But weren't we kind of told that if you go in and you've got a nice cold gallon of milk, that it'll keep it pretty cold? So you can use it for breakfast. It'll keep it from spoiling. But it's not going to take a six-pack of Coke or, you know, a 2-liter that is room temperature straight from the shelf and cool it down for you. It doesn't have that much power behind it. So that is my understanding.
When I was at the Grand Floridian in January, my oldest child had like strep. And so we had antibiotics. And like by the second day, Kevin was like, hey, you know, these antibiotics are kind of warm. I don't think we should use them. So I asked down at the desk, I said, hey, you know, my antibiotics were ruined in the refrigerator. And the lady was like, oh, well, it's not intended to keep things cold. I'm like, what? Why is it called a refrigerator? You know, so.
Yeah, I don't quite get that. And so many people do have to bring medications that have to be refrigerated and kept cold, not just, you know, be better off putting it in an ice bucket or something or turning the air conditioning on to 50 degrees.
She told me that, that I should just have gone ahead and put it down, that they have a special refrigerator for that. I'm like, really? Okay. Walt would not approve.
Oh.
Well, that's good to know. So they have a refrigerator at the front desk or concierge that they can use until they get the refrigerator situation fixed.
Yeah. Well, and you can ask for a refrigerator. Like, even though they don't have them in the rooms, you can request them. Because on my Facebook page, like, several people said that they had called and were able to request them specifically. Right. For
but they're still
except
not guaranteed.
They're not guaranteeing them.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know what? This is just going to bring back the refrigerator swap.
Oh, gosh.
Well, the refrigerator the swap is, it, was the bane of... It's only a couple months. Within 4 months' time. So it's not great that it happened. And I don't know how you have 20 plus thousand rooms on property and oops, we just realized that there's an issue. But
well, and this after you know, they just recently added them to all the values.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's kind of a kick in the pants.
So they've had them in rooms for other rooms for a long, long time. How they're noticing it now is kind of
the good news is that American cheese doesn't need to be refrigerated, so you can still make your grilled cheese sandwich on the iron.
And you can still make hot dogs in the coffee pot, let's not forget.
Well, no, because no, the hot don't. Dogs have coffee to be refrigerated.
Pot. Well, no, but the coffee pots, they have pods now.
Well, at the Grand Floridian, when we stayed there, they had the, they had like a K-cup type machine. It was a Cuisinart.
Well, and then over at French Quarter, they had...
they had something there too.
Little individual packets where there really wasn't a pot. You just stick your cup under there.
Yep.
That's probably because people were stealing the coffee pots.
Maybe. Oh, that's terrible. But why wouldn't they steal those as well? No, people wouldn't steal a coffee pot, would they? I mean, that's sort of like
Yeah, what are you going to do with it?
There's a lot of coffee pot fiends out there.
I mean, I'm a coffee junkie, but come on. That's a little...
You don't have a collection?
No.
Okay.
Never thought to.
So hopefully, anyone know what kind of time frame we're looking at to get all these replaced?
Yes.
They're saying
Bob
four
said
months.
4 months.
4 months? Sorry.
So by the end of the year, then, hopefully it should
So Bob, this doesn't upset you? This doesn't get
sure,
your blood boiling?
Of course it does, but...
I just hope it doesn't take longer.
Y'all are hopeless, so, you know.
What do you mean?
So... We agree to disagree, but yes, does it get my blood boiling? Yeah, because how is it that they've
all
had
of a sudden,
these,
all
they've
of them.
Had these, yeah, they've had these in, granted, they just added them to the value resorts recently, but they've had them in the moderate deluxe resorts for a long, long time. And I'm sure, like yourself, Chris, they've had complaints from people that, hey, it's not keeping my stuff cold, or you're calling it a fridge, but it's not making anything cool.
Did you know what I did when she told me that? When she told me that, I was like, okay. And I skipped away and I sprinkled pixie dust as I left through the Grand Floridian lobby. Yeah. Totally didn't bother me.
Well, and that's the difference between you and I. But yeah. And so now all of a sudden, site-wide, property-wide, and not just Walt Disney World, Disneyland too, and Olani. Oops, we have all of them.
Major,
yeah, we have a big.
Well, obviously they probably use the same manufacturer. Maybe the manufacturer had a problem. It's not Disney. It's
right,
the manufacturer.
They've had them in their resort rooms for.
Yeah, and what about the new ones they just put in to the values?
But I can understand the new ones going bad because maybe they didn't know. Because I can't imagine them knowing and then, go ahead and put them in there and we'll deal with it later. But the ones that have already
been... Yeah, but I mean, you would think they would have been purchased newer.
Yeah, but they still can be defective.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I could see maybe a new batch being defective. I don't know. Either
not
way...
Not the new batch and the old batch, though.
Yeah, and 4 months, I'm glad it's not longer. And I guess with that many rooms... It's going to take some time, so maybe 4 months is reasonable. But I don't think it's acceptable for any business. And I don't think it's acceptable for any business that's charging the rates that they do, whether you're Disney, Universal, or, you know, Hyatt, Marriott, whatever.
Yeah. Hopefully this whole transition goes smoothly and it doesn't cause too much of a ruckus. So, all right, moving on. We're going over to the 2014 packages. Those were released. And holy cow, people are wanting to go to Disney in 2014.
It's been crazy. I was really surprised.
Yeah.
I was like, really? Because people were like, you know, they were really excited.
Yeah, I was hit pretty hard.
Yeah, me too. How many quotes? I'm actually booking someone's vacation as we speak.
Oh, so, nice to have your full attention.
I'm sorry, but I can't work 24 hours a day, you know?
Yeah. And some of them do it because they are planning ahead and they want to get the room type they want, because some room types are very limited. And, yep. You know.
Well, and you can't get, like, I've had people, I was able to get Bay Lake Tower for May. I'm not able to get it for October. So there's a lot of things that aren't going to come up. If you're trying to get a villa and it's more than 11 months out, you're not going to get it unless it's Animal Kingdom or Saratoga Springs, probably. You know, some other things came up. Like one of the agents couldn't get the Contemporary for, they couldn't get a standard, not a standard. They couldn't get a tower room at the Contemporary for January. And those rooms are always kind of funny because what ends up happening is a lot of those get held back for conventions. So those will open up in a couple months too.
And don't forget that you can still only book 499 days out. So even though 2014 packages were released, late November and December, still not available.
Yeah, that kind of stinks because a lot of people do want to start planning their Thanksgiving and their Christmas trips, and they really can't do that yet. But the thing is, if you don't see anything, don't lose heart. And I also couldn't find standard Little Mermaid rooms for September today, for September 2014. And I thought, what's going on? So
I have a question, just because I feel a bit removed from this. With the 499 days, will they release perhaps a month at a time, or do they release it day by day?
Day by day.
Do they really?
Yes. And if I recall correctly from last year, like say you have somebody and November 24th is their 499 day, you still can't book the whole thing. So I would, like if it was a 10-day trip, I would have to wait until all of those days came within 499 days.
Oh, that's awful.
So it's kind of a pain.
You know what?
It'd be nice if they could do the entire year. I don't understand waiting.
Yeah, it doesn't
really
make sense.
Nothing's going to happen.
No. But maybe it's their system.
Is they have set prices for those rooms for the rest of the year. So it's really not that big of a deal to put together an entire package because dining is set and tickets are set and rooms. So why not put them together?
I bet it's a system thing, you know, probably. 499 days, you know, if it wasn't a system thing, they'd probably say 500 or something like that. So,
but
couldn't they, just hypothetically speaking, if they wanted to book, 10 days or something over Christmas, they could book a 2-day package perhaps and then keep adding a day. And that way,
that's a lot more work.
They could do that. I mean, people do that with DVC. That's what people do with DVC. They kind of try to sneak their all their dates in that way. Well, they kind of do it on the opposite end. But, you know, you could in theory do that, but then there's really no rush. I mean, it's not like, you know, Port Orleans River is going to be gone for Christmas, you know, within the next month. So I don't really see
with
the point
a mocking smile.
Taxing yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see it. Okay. Well, I think it's just a crazy mad rush. And I think next year we're going to have fun with it. We're going to do something with it. So
yeah,
watch for that.
It was an exhausting day yesterday. It really was. And, you know, you have your regular clients who need things too. So it's kind of like, it was a little difficult.
A little hectic.
Plus, you know, for those of us who are moms with younger kids, you know, all three of my kids were home or they needed to go somewhere. So it was quite a day. So,
okay. Well, I'm going to grab it right here and wrap up this week's show. I'd like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you want to, you can go to mousechat.net or you can go to iTunes. You can download our shows there. And if you've got any questions or comments, send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. Bob's going to post the question regarding how much would you pay for an all-property mug. And I want to hear those answers. So we'll talk about that perhaps next week, depending on how many responses we get. And we'll let you know what everyone's thinking. Thank you. Join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.